Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Majid, which means the most majestic. When we talk about our relationships in our home, many times in the early stages of marriage, when we are, you know, seeing butterflies and hearts and roses, we feel that the person that we're with is our everything. And many times when we put that amount of burden or attention upon the spouse, we lose sight of who Al-Majid truly is, who the most majestic truly is. Now, this is why it's very common, you know, when we speak about the topic of marriage in Islam, we talk about the importance of loving someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? It means that rather than anchoring all of our hopes and all of our dreams and all of our expectations into one person, we instead recognize that the love that we may have for a person should be inspired by our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should motivate us to be kind to that person, to be good to that person, to even enjoy that person's company for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Majid. And this is what it means to truly turn not only our eyes and our hands upward, but also to turn our heart upward and to anchor it into the love of Al-Majid, and to understand that when we anchor our love in Al-Majid, in the most majestic, then all the other loves in our life will fall into the right place, because the anchor is the anchor of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.